And so I don't know if y'all know, but things slide real great over wet stuff.
Yes.
And all I know is we're on that magic carpet, all lined up, a bunch of kids, me, Tim, I don't know who all's on it. Yes, I got on that fool thing. And I saw my life flash before my eyes because we're going around his house. I mean, we're just in a we're going around his house with the four-wheeler pulling us. And it's whipping out a little further than what I think he was used to it whipping out. And there's like trees and stumps coming at us. And I'm like, that's not good. I don't think that's going to be good. And Joni's just laughing. I don't think you were on it. I think you were, we'd come around.
Oh, no, I was not. Yeah.
We were
yeah.
come around the front of our house and I just hear Joni. Ah! I'm like, I'm going to die.
What happens when you combine a design loving, big city living, black clothes wearing art history major with a culinary teaching, small town living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40 plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
So here's the deal. I think I know I talked about it last week. My air conditioning guy has still not shown up. The upstairs air conditioner has gone out and it is sweltering up here.
I can only imagine. Yeah.
So I think it might have affected my laptop and we could not get a connection when we tried this earlier. So
we did. We tried it a couple times and the laptop was like, nope.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's having a heat stroke, I guess. I don't know. So, which I may have one soon.
I was going to say, don't move too much. Just sort of stay still.
You have to fan my bits.
Oh, Lord.
All right, y'all. Welcome to Designer Cornbread, episode 189.
Yes, ma'am. Welcome. Well, you were going to tell us if you've been to yet another doctor.
I have. So for those of you who don't know, I've been doing a workout that I used to do when I was in high school called Holly.
Firm Believer. I just made that
she
up.
That loves tune. It. It is like so 1980s. I'm just saying. I mean, they've got on like the leg warmers and
the leotards.
Leotards.
Yep. And the tights. It's amazing.
Anyway, and I was doing real well with it. I mean, there were a few poses I can no longer get into. That's on a previous podcast.
That's nobody's business. Don't worry about it.
But I also have this thing, if you've listened at any time, as soon as school gets out for any kind of extended anything, something happens. I get sick. I get, you know, whatever. So
falls down the stairs. That we never know what's going to happen.
Yes, it's just so anyway, on cue, like toward my last days of in service, I decide I come home for in service at lunch, decide, hey, I can get my quick workout in. And turns out I am not as flexible as I was when I was 17.
What?
I am not. What? And so my kneecap went one way and my leg went the other way and it put me on the ground. But anyway, kneecap popped back in place, but it has left me gimpy. And so, and it will get better and then it'll get worse and it'll get better and it'll get, I finally broke down and called the bone and joint doctor and had my appointment today. And, I'm going to say this to you because you're going to love it, but we'll have to explain it. Went in, they x-rayed it, x-ray, he came in, nothing wrong with the bones at all. He did not have like the MRI machine or where they can see soft tissue. So, because I said, well, is there anything, is there a ligament that is torn or anything like that? He said, well, since it's been this long, because it's been, you know, two or three
weeks.
Yeah. He said, I can't see that, but if there is something torn, it would already be healing or healed by now. And the pain you're having is just the muscle trying to readjust. And he said, you're really the only thing you can do here is physical therapy.
Yeah.
Well, my physical therapist is Hunter Robertson.
Oh, no.
So I said,
that can't be right.
I looked at him and I said, so you're telling me that Hunter Robertson is my only hope? And he said, yes.
Gosh.
And I said, I'm screwed.
That y'all, this is a fool. My experience with Hunter Robertson many, many moons ago is when we were down visiting Joni and Rob, probably over the 4th of July. We had all the kids.
Yes.
It was probably a 4th of July. It was definitely summer. Kids were little. I mean, Blub and Avery.
They were
probably eight or seven, eight, nine. Anyway. And all I know is that we never know what's going to happen when we go down there. And all I know is that at some point it was brought up that we could go and see Hunter. What's his wonderful wife's name?
Christy.
Yeah, that's it.
Christy.
Bless her. Y'all say a prayer for her. Anyway, and Joni or Ron, whoever, was like, oh, we got to go out to Hunter and Christie's. They invited us out so we can ride the magic carpet.
The magic carpet was
now, would
so...
Would you like to explain? So we're like, what? We're like, oh, okay, what is that? I don't know. Would you like to explain what the magic carpet is, Joni?
Hunter found some big, long conveyor belt, and he attached a rope to it and then attached it to the back of his four-wheeler.
You heard that right, kids.
All pile on the magic carpet, and he would just do circles around. You go flying. Kids would go flying off. It was so much fun, the magic carpet. But and at some point, Caleb came rolling off, and his arm got up under it, and Tim rolled up over.
Well, listen, here you're not describing it accurately. You described it what it is. It is. It's a big strip of conveyor belt, rubber, thing. And it's pretty long. So a bunch of us can get on it, like sitting on it. Ron got on it once standing up. You could do it standing up. I don't know what all. Well, let me tell you, first of all, it had rained. this is an important part of the story. It had rained that day or whatnot. So his whole lawn is wet. And so, I don't know if y'all know, but things slide real great over wet stuff.
Yes.
And all I know is we're on that magic carpet, all lined up, a bunch of kids, me, Tim, I don't know who all's on it. Yes, I got on that fool thing. And I saw my life flash before my eyes because we're going around his house. I mean, we're just we're going around his house with the four-wheeler pulling us. And it's whipping out a little further than what I think he was used to it whipping out. And there's like trees and stumps coming at us. And I'm like, that's not good. I don't think that's going to be good. And Joni's just laughing. I don't even think you were on it. I think we'd come around.
No, I was not. Yeah.
We were coming around the front of our house, and I just hear Joni, ah! I'm like, I'm going to die. So I don't know whether to get off of it, like roll off. We didn't hit anything, but we were winging out pretty good. And I was like, and he was like, I went out a little further than what we're used to. I'm like, there's stumps. There's like trees in your yard. So we did do that. And then the kids rode it a few more times, and Tim got on it with the kids. And yes, at some point, Blub fell off.
Yeah.
I don't know
how his arm
got
under.
He must have been on the front and kind of tumbled off, and somehow his arm got under it. And the whole carpet, it all went over top of him with my husband on it. He was fine. I mean, I don't know how it didn't. It must have just, good thing it rained. It must have like pushed it down into the wet ground.
And I don't know. Yeah. So
his arm got run over by the magic carpet. I have to ask my kids about that. Let's talk about that over 4th of July and see what their memories of the magic carpet.
So y'all, Hunter is a whole lot of fun. He is a very good physical therapist.
I think this is the racket. Is he like, come to my house and ride the magic carpet, and then he gets himself some business.
And then he gets some business there.
I think is happening, Hunter. I'm on your plans.
Yeah, so when I get there, is no telling what is going to go down. So anyway,
Well, you deserve every minute of ribbon and fun that he's going to make out of you doing that PT.
Hunter and Christy, there was this fundraiser. I can't remember who was he was doing the fundraiser, but it was a Dancing with the Stars thing, and they were in it.
Oh my gosh.
And Hunter Robertson dressed up like Richard Simmons.
Oh. He had that wig.
Perfect. Yes, he had that wig. Yes. That yes. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did he win? So, did they win?
I think they did.
I feel like they should.
So many years ago. I'll try to get Christy to send me some pictures.
Yes, we would very much enjoy this. So that was that's my big memory of Hunter.
Yeah, well, Hunter is my only hope for getting my new better.
I can't wait to hear how this goes. Let's just, you know, we have many stories to tell. So when do you start that?
Wednesday. So Ron and I are actually going to Branson this Wednesday. And
are you going to be able to hobble? Oh, get one of them little beep.
I bought a wheelchair.
You did?
I bought a wheelchair. I did.
You bought one?
Mm-hmm. It was on Amazon. It wasn't that expensive.
Oh, okay. Because you can rent.
With that, I figured at some point I'll probably need it again. Oh. When I have a drawer full of braces, you know.
Which now you've just added to your medical equipment.
No, I have a hole. If anybody needs to rent anything, I've got it. But I can walk and I've got the brace. And actually, he said, so I'm telling the ortho guy, he said, I was bent down, I was doing a lunge and my kneecap went this way and my leg went this way. He said, you mean it went to the outside? And I said, no, my kneecap went to the inside of my leg. He said, really? And I said, yeah. He said, they usually don't do that. He said, did you see it? And I said, oh yeah, I had the pleasure. I was bent down. So I watched the whole thing, you know, and he said, and it went to the inside. So he said the knee braces, though, were actually developed to guard it from going to the outside.
Fold
again.
Fold it more to the outside, yeah.
To the outside. So he said, that's really not going to help you. I don't know whether to. But anyway, he said, I just you know, work it. He gave me some steroids and stuff. I don't know. Anyway.
You're gonna be on the roids?
Have
roid rage?
Yes,
roid rage?
I don't. Yeah. Yes.
Look at
Moon Place. Moon face, yes. So,
I hate that you're doing that when you're trying to go and, you know.
I know. Well, I bought a wheelchair. You know, I mean, the whole purpose is for us to, I don't know that we have been anywhere by ourselves. And so,
yes, you know. You'll have a great day. It'll
be to go.
It'll be great.
I thought, you know, if we go to Dogwood Canyon, can just roll me around. You know, I mean, it's a smooth trail.
Now listen, Joni. Mm-hmm. You know that your wonderful husband sometimes gets distracted.
I do know this.
And sometimes maybe squirrel, you know, might kind of just. And so I need you to be very aware as he's pushing you. Okay. As he's pushing you down a little hill or something and he's, you know, that there's a possibility.
Can I say though, if we go to Silver Dollar City. Oh. And that cardiac kill. I may not be on this podcast next week.
No, you're not allowed to go on that. And actually, they say don't go on that on those, even the electric chairs. Yeah. They're like, they have a route to take you because that hill going down or up, that would be a disaster. Ron will literally be like, funnel cake. And you're just going to be flat out into the, you know, wherever. So, okay, we are going to thoughts and prayers for sure, you guys. We need to make sure Joni comes back.
My gosh. Anyway, no, I could walk. And I mean, and that was the thing that I was like, do I just need to leave it in the car and go get it if I need it? Or, you know, I don't know.
You can play it by ear. At least you have it. You can play it by ear. Yes. That's a good plan. That's a good plan. Okay. All right. Oh my goodness. Adventures. I can't wait to hear. It's going to be amazing.
Oh my gosh. There's no telling. No telling. So anyway.
Well, just be glad you don't have Tim Broyles with you because when poor Hudson... Oh. Poor Hudson, my precious Hudson, has actually been in a wheelchair twice in his young life for extended period of time since sixth grade. And then again in ninth grade, he broke his patella kneecap in sixth grade. And then in ninth grade, he fractured his tibia below his knee on the other leg. So both times he had to be in full leg to the hip casts. And I mean, that poor, he was such a trooper. But that's a big ask when you're, and the second time it almost broke my heart just because he goes, I don't want to do this again. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So it was very, anyway, but all that is to say, so he was in a wheelchair, had to go to school in it with the legs sticking out, you know, because you've got this leg, it's sticking out in a full cast. So like you can't bend it, you know, you've got the brace, you know, hold anyway, whole procedure. All that is to say that I believe it was the first time. I don't think it was the second time. I think it was his first time he was in that chair. I mean, for, you know, few months. And we decided to go as a family down to Elephant Rock here in Missouri, outside of St. Louis, is this beautiful area. It's by Johnson Shut-ins and Elephant Rock Park. If you ever in the area, it's south of St. Louis, and it's just beautiful. And Elephant Rock has these giant, like really ginormous boulders, for lack of a better word. And it's bizarre because they're on top of this hill, kind of a mountainy hill, not, you know, mountain, but they're smooth. They're round, giant boulder. And when I mean giant, I mean like there's stairs to get up. Like they're really, really, really big. And there's all these crevices. And I don't even know what they figured out how they got there. But anyway, it's a fun place to go and walk around and do stuff. Well, so we decided to go, all of us. And we had a little, it was cold. It was kind of winter, November-ish, but we just wanted an outing. Anyway, long story short, I'm walking around the path with Avery, and Hudson's in his wheelchair, but we're like, let's get him out, you know, and roam him around and all that. Next thing I know, I come around the corner and my son in his wheelchair is up on top.
Oh my gosh.
Joni, on top of this giant curved, and they're big, like I said, like several people, like a lot of people that you can get up there. Like this is not just a little, but he's in a wheelchair with a full cast on his leg. And my fool husband has taken him with his brother, because Avery, I don't know what we're doing, and gotten his chair up on top of that rock. And I get up there and I'm like, hey, you know, and he is not enjoying it. Mm-hmm. He's not really enjoying being on top of this curved surface with no ability to, like, you know, you feel like you could just roll right off. He's got his brakes and all that, but like you're in a chair, like you have no control. And he's perched up there on that rock and kind of like trying to enjoy it. But then it's time to get down. And as you kind of know, down's almost scarier than up. Like, you know, when you're doing stuff, you know, just because the ground, I don't know. It just, and that poor kid, he was not having a good time while Tim is trying to finagle and carry. There's stairs to get up to this rock. So we're getting him down off this boulder and he's got a full cast in a wheelchair. It scarred him. I'm like, Tim, that was not fun for him. I'm like, that he didn't enjoy doing that. Oh, it was fine. It was fun. I'm like, yeah, he's in tears, but thanks.
Bless
so
his heart.
It was bless precious. I know he was a little teeny buzz cut hit, you know, his precious little self. And I just was fit to be tied because I'm all for it. But I'm like, so we have probably the honor and the notoriety of being he's probably the only person that's ever been up on top of that thing in a wheelchair.
In a wheelchair.
Because no other person would do that.
I don't know that I would be afraid for Tim to push me in the wheelchair.
Well, wouldn't you, especially after you end up on top of this rock and you didn't even want, I'm sure he was like, Dad, no, let's not. Oh, it'll be fine. All I know is I got there and he was already up and I'm like, oh my gosh. So we got down safe, but it was a little precarious. And that's a classic dad story on our end. But,
y'all.
So be careful and don't let, don't let it put you on the log flume or anything.
I know, seriously.
At least you can get up and walk a little bit. But anyway, good times, you guys. Good times. So you're getting ready for a trip. That'll be fun. That'll be wonderful. I have done a whole lot of, not a whole lot. Well, a lot just this week, but not anything of any kind of real note. I've been exhausted, Joni B. I don't know what's going on with me. I've been having sinus headaches. I don't know what's going on, like all that. I think a lot of it is I'm catching up from the like 2 days of no sleep from that. I mean, when you get to be our age, you don't bounce back like you used to.
You do not bounce back. No, you don't.
There's no bouncing. And firm believer, we don't bounce. We don't bounce back from...
Let's mother ourselves.
We kill our... I mean, you guys, it's no joke. We cannot... So I think that's what some of it is. But I mean, I just have been just low energy. So I'm trying to get that back. But I had a cute little story. So on Saturday, I did a little, just set up a table at my antique mall once a month or every other month or so. They do a warehouse sale in the back. There's like a back warehouse area. And they let us set up and it's kind of like cash and carry, you know, kind of garage sale-y feel. And if you're just trying to get rid of stuff. Anyway, so I set up a table this time. Usually I seem to always be out of town when they have them. But anyway, so I got to sit there and thank God it wasn't super hot. I was really relieved because it gets very hot back there. There's no air conditioning, but it was a really pleasant, nice day on Saturday. But anyway, I had this nicest conversation. This young man was walking around, you know, people are all over getting stuff and have their hands full. And he was walking by and he asked me something, or I don't know. And I looked and he had he was carrying a picture, a painting or something, but it was turned so I couldn't see it. And so I said, what'd you find there? I said, show me what you picked up. And he turned it around and it was a picture of these two, like, I don't know if it was painted or sketched. It looked like it was probably painted, but of two dogs, like Yorkshire Terrier, kind of a, you know, dog picture. And I was like, oh my goodness. I'm like, that is so amazing. And he said, I have a dog picture gallery wall at my house. And I went, I do too. And he went, what? I said, I also have a dog portrait in my mudroom gallery wall that I've started. And he's like, oh my goodness. And I said, I don't think I've ever met anyone that has that. And so we start chatting and he starts telling me about some of his pictures. And I tell him about mine. I didn't have a single picture. I wish now I'd, you know, had a picture and I wish he had a picture of his, but he showed me some pictures of a couple portraits he'd gotten and one he'd gotten some from somewhere, this beautiful antique picture. And he really likes these kind of dogs and just kind of and he has another wall in another room that's all like silhouettes, you know, the black cut or drawn like silhouettes of people. And yes, he showed me that. And we just got talking and I told him about my needlepoint Yorkshire, or what are they called? Scotty dog one and a portrait. And we just had the best little conversation. And I got towards the end and he looked, I said, can I ask you how old you are? And he said, I'm 24. And I said, well, you have just made my day and restored my faith in humanity. And he was so tickled. I just said, I love that. I just was like, I love that kind of the younger generations are, you know, still finding the fun things and doing that. And here he was at the thing, getting another portrait for his dog gallery wall. So it just tickled me to no end. So I just needed to share the young people.
Mother has a big painting that her grandmother did of dogs.
Does she really?
She does.
Well, tell her to put it in her will for me. Okay. That's what I want. I want the dog picture.
The dog that Mim painted. Yep.
That's awesome. I love those kind of pictures. I think they're so cool. And the funny thing was too, I even asked him, because I was telling him about my dogs. And I said, what kind of dog do you have? And he said, well, you know, that's the funny thing. He said, I have two cats.
Oh my gosh.
And I went, what? He said, I know. He said, I know. He said, I just don't like cat art though. He's like, the dog art is so much better. And I said, you're right. Yes. I said, you were right. Cat art, you can kind of get into a weird label category.
Yeah. No. No.
You walk into someone's house, and I don't know why this is, y'all, but it's just true. If you were to walk in and they had a whole bunch of cat portraits, it'd be I would
turn around and walk out. It's
a little, there's some vibe there. And also, like, I know you didn't see the, I don't think you saw any of the Harry Potter movies, but one of the characters in it, one of the bad guys, Dolores Umbridge, is this really evil woman who's a professor at the school in one of the books. And in her office, she collects all these like collector plates with cat, like picture, you know, she's got all these like old fashioned collector plates with cat pictures all over it. And they actually like meow and stuff. So like, anytime I think of like a bunch of cat pictures, I'm just like, Dolores Umbridge. So we don't like that. Anyway, so the only other thing that I was thinking about this week was it's Father's Day coming up. So we want to give a shout out to all the dads and the granddads and all that, and just how thankful we are for dads. They're pretty awesome.
They are pretty awesome. You know, somebody posted a thing on, somebody posted on Facebook probably about a year or two ago about a Facebook post about my dad and him dressing up as Santa and, you know, handing out to some kids, and he'd go downtown. He loved doing this whole Santa thing. And I want you to know, there was one day, it was just a rough morning. You know, one of those times that you just kind of need your dad or your granddaddy or whatever. And I open up Facebook, and that post from years ago is at the top of my feed. And I was like, are you kidding me? You know, anyway.
Oh, that's a happy Facebook story.
It was, yeah. There's not many happy Facebook stories. That's one, yeah.
It's a dumpster fire over there, but that's awesome. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, just kind of one of those things, you know, God giving you what you need when you need it.
Exactly right. So, exactly right. That is awesome.
I think I said to somebody, you know, I needed my dad, and he was there.
And there he was.
And there
in
he
his
was.
Santa suit.
You know, anyway.
That is awesome. Well, happy Father's Day. Are you ready for your recipe?
Yes, I am. Let me see if we can get through this. These are chocolate chip coffee cookies.
You have not made these for me.
I have not made these. But I figure, you know, I'm at the camp mode. John Garrett's at camp, and it's time for me to start sending some stuff. Anyway, so you're going to need a half a cup of butter softened, a cup of light brown sugar, a fourth a cup of granulated sugar, an egg, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 1 3/4 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt. It's really basically your basic chocolate chip recipe. So then you're going to add 1 1/2 teaspoons of either like instant coffee or espresso powder, anything like, you know, instant, kind of like that. And then a 6-ounce bag of chocolate chips or 1 cup of chocolate chips and 1/2 cup of chopped pecans that you've lightly toasted. All right. Preheat your oven to 375. Line your cookie sheet with parchment paper and then mix your butter. I mean, it's really chocolate chip cookies here, guys.
With the espresso powder in there. That sounds amazing.
Oh, it is. Yeah. So if I cut out, that's what you're doing.
That's what you're doing, guys.
That's what you're doing. okay, so in your mixer, you're going to cream your butter and sugars until it's light and fluffy. Beat in your egg and vanilla. Stir in the flour, the baking soda, the baking powder, and salt. And then you've added all your dry ingredients to that. And then get your spatula or your spoon and just stir in your instant coffee there. And the chocolate chips and the pecans. And then you're just going to drop them about 1 inch apart, about 1 tablespoon, onto your cookie sheet and bake for 11 minutes. And that's it.
That sounds delightful. How easy to add that to just your Nestle Toll House or whatever your cookie recipe is.
Yeah, but I thought that was genius. I add cinnamon to my
cookies. Me too. But the coffee, the instant coffee, that's genius. That's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, so thank you for that.
Sure.
And I think it's time for your top three.
Top three.
Is my top three. Okay. So one of the things that I do from Flourish is the ALT, which is the lymphatic drainage. I just bought one of those vibrator plates.
You want to talk about? Did you? Sure do. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I love it. I love it. I can't get on. I used it a few times before my knee went out. I haven't been on it since.
That's probably good.
But Ron and I both use it. And I tell you that I legit felt better. Anytime I have the lymphatic drainage, I mean, I immediately feel better. So if y'all don't, your lymphatic system is what gets rid of all the gunk out of your body, but it needs help draining. Yeah. A lot of times it can get clogged and all that. So they have these vibrating plates that you just stand on. I mean, you just stand on it and it does it for you. You know, so anyway,
I used to actually, I did that when I went to my physical therapy or when I was going to the chiropractor, not the physical therapist, but they would start us on that. It does that. It does that. It also has something to do with your brain, your nervous system. It does something to reset your nervous system too.
I did not know that. Yep. So maybe that's why I feel better.
Maybe so.
Okay. And so my second one, there is a supplement that I am taking and it's called Calm. And I can't remember, it's downstairs. I meant to look at who it's by, but I'll link to it. They gave it to me again at Flourish. And because I was like, okay, I am really stressed. I mean, this is like in May. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I am like really, really stressed out to the point I'm about to have a nervous breakdown.
You can just feel the cortisol. It's like your cortisol levels and your adrenals just get.
And, it was terrible. Anyway, they said, take this. They pulled out the bottle and said, take some Calm. It works very quickly. And I mean, it has a immediate effect.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So I am really,
please link that. Please link that. Please have some of that ready for me.
Calm is okay. That one.
Calm.
Right. And the last one I'm going to end with is, air conditioning.
Oh, sorry.
I am really, but here's what it's doing. Let me tell you. So it's burning hot up here, right? But what it's doing is because my air conditioning, what's my box, my thermostat, is at the foot of my stairs. So the heat is coming down from the stairs and it's registering on that. So my downstairs is an iceberg.
It's freezing. No wonder it's Ron was freezing. Like, remember how he was like, it was so cold when I was there. Maybe it was starting to go out.
Maybe.
I thought it felt great. I thought it felt pretty great.
But anyway. Well, it is. I mean, and I kind of like it cold, but yeah. I mean, now it is like,
it's really
freezing. Yes.
Oh, it's so amazing the difference that can make if one, even if you have two systems, it can mess it all up. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, they're on different things. And so,
Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Yeah, but when you sit up here in the heat and the humidity, and I mean, my whole skin is sticky now.
You'll be happy to go downstairs and feel all refreshed.
I know. So
awesome.
Yeah. So, y'all, maybe next week my air conditioner will be working and my electronics will, be more agreeable.
We'll see.
And we'll have some stories to tell.
We'll see, you guys. Yeah, we thanks for sticking with us. Apologize for any little cutouts. I'm going to do my best in editing. I think we'll be okay, but there'll be a few little spots. But that's just what, like we said, the devil's trying to keep us from recording, but it didn't work. So
that's right.
We will be back next week with more visit time. And hope you guys have a great, great week. And until then, goodbye, Pellet.
See you, Patch.
Yeah, it's me. All right. I'm going to let you go downstairs so you don't die of heat stroke.
It's awful.
Talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.